And now, as if it were not enough already, here's yet another send-off to the GOP dropout candidates. This one is to Ben Carson, again from the unstoppable Randy Rainbow.
Your story's finally through. No delegates for you. A naive neurosurgeon past his prime. You flopped with the Hispanics. Your voice is just like Xanax. So go on home, 'cause it's way past your bedtime. GOP dropout, no more debates for you to lose. GOP dropout, looks like your campaign was a snooze. Well, I know it's hard to hear, but geez, your speeches sure were dreadful. All that dough from your appearance fees, you should have bought a Red Bull. GOP dropout,
GOP dropout.
Who said your energy was low?
Everybody, come.
GOP dropout,
GOP dropout.
Yeah, I thought you quit like 3 months ago.
La, la, la.
Well, they said you're narcoleptic, and your skeptics might be right. Looks like it's finally time to kiss your ass goodnight.
Sorry, Doc.
Shh, go to sleep. Ah, gee, Dr. Carson, I sure do admire your tenacity. You're like the little engine that could not stay awake. I hope you don't mind me saying so, but I thought it was kind of cute the way you never could figure out how to get on stage at your debates. And once you did, they wouldn't let you say anything. It wasn't fair. Why don't you take this opportunity now and tell the American people, go on, tell them just what they'll be missing when you're gone.
Well, I think it would be...
Ah, never mind, I'm f***ing bored. I can't believe how badly it did in all those primaries. I thought for sure you would have swept. And now everyone's making fun of you just because of your unbelievably crappy polling numbers. I know you came in pretty low, but, ah, gee, Dr. Carson, I don't care what any old poll says. To me, you'll always be really, really high. Now get off my poll. GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
We'll just ignore those dirty looks.
GOP dropout.
Hey, at least you sold, like, 30 books.
La, la, la.
No replacement for Obamacare, 'cause frankly, Ben, you bored us. In this race, if Donald Trump's the hare, then baby, you're the tortoise. I wrote that myself. Oh my god, that was good. Thanks, GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Time to get off that campaign trail. GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Shouldn't have slept your way through Yale. 'Cause you put the Ben in Ambien and benzodiazepine. It's a sedative. Gotta be going, 'cause it's over. Sorry, Queen.
Ba, 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 ba.
Please catch up with you. Good night.
And as an added bonus, here's Randy giving us the GOP dropout chorus for Marco Rubin, who also dropped out. Fortunately, none of these people really dropped out of politics, and they're still wielding power in different places locally.
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016, or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is.
Your story's sad to hear. What's left of your career? A charming, slightly awkward family man. You tried, but little Marco, you finally jumped the shark, and lost to a psychotic and a spray-tick. GOP dropout, knew your campaign would finally pass. GOP dropout, you were a campaign in the ass. Well, your odds were low and they decreased with all that trash you're talking. Now it's time to go, but hey, at least your boots were made for walking. Those are cute. Do they come in men's? GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Don't make me watch one more debate. GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Thought you'd at least win, you know, your own state. But they dumped your ass for Trump and now he's cut you to the quick. Looks like you bummed with all those jokes about his hands. Marco, it sure isn't easy to say goodbye to you, little buddy. You know, I mean, because you won't f***ing leave. Sure, I laughed when all the other guys made fun of you, but only because it was really funny. Anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say, Marco, is that you've got a heart as big as one of your ears and a level of integrity even higher than those stilettos you wear. Except when you make dick jokes, but hey, nobody's perfect. I know we haven't always seen eye to eye. For instance, you're a fan of the Miami Dolphins, and I'm a fan of equality. But hey, I don't care if you're in the Tea Party or the Republican Party, because I know at least one thing's for sure, little Marco. We'll always have that foam party. GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Maybe you're finally out of luck. GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
You really acted like a schmuck.
La, la, la.
Well, I'll miss the way you sweat before you finally grew some courage. Now go home and tell Jeanette to get her pom-poms out of storage. GOP dropout. Oh no. Looks like there's nothing more to say. GOP dropout. All of your donors ran away. Now get off the grid. You blew it, kid. Your ship's about to sink. Time to be going. Girl, you're thirsty. Have a drink.
And coming up next is going to be a flashback to a January 2003 show where the issue that I covered at length through essentially a very long three-way conversation, mostly two-way actually, but three-way in some parts, between myself, my co-host Jeffrey Gale, who was with me for part of 2002 and 2003 regularly on this show, and local peace, civil rights, and musical activist Joe Williams, who actually also ran for Congress as a sort of an anti-war candidate against Representative Farr during the Iraqi War period. But I can't leave without yet another Randy Rainbow song or two. I like those songs so much. Even though we're about a year and a half out of date about the satirizing the GOP candidates. Again, I only hope he can eventually turn his sights on the Democratic Party hacks. Trump, of course, is clearly in his target, is his target now, but as I continue to say on the show, it's not Trump, it's Trumpism. It's the policies of Trump shared by Obama and Clinton and Bush and all the other main folks. It's the security state itself, the war machine, the U.S. for the wealthy machine that is in power and that needs to be confronted, and the policies that support it and the interests that support it. And that's to some extent what I hope I've been doing with this show and hope to continue to do. Although it's just talk at the moment from some of us. Who knows? Talk may lead to action and hopefully eventually it will. But in the meantime, let's have a little satire and then go directly jumping back 14 years to the January 15th, 2003 show. Questions or comments, I remind you, call in 423-4833, 423-HUFF, 423-HUFF, in area code 831. This is including reports from the street. If you're interested in becoming a part of Free Radio, I also am a member of the collective, and I can sort of give you some advice and suggestions and, I don't know if I can smooth the way, but it's not that hard a process. If not, I will be getting back at you next Thursday. And that's, I think we're coming up into Thanksgiving time. Yeah, the 28th will be Thanksgiving. No, the 23rd will be Thanksgiving. There we go. Talk at you then. Two final songs are a Carly Fiorini. Do I have her name right? Fiorina, I guess, is her name. Boy, it's really unfamiliar. I didn't follow the GOP race much. Followed by Ted Cruz. Again, it's the GOP dropout tune.
Your story sad to tell. Your campaign went to hell. You finally hit a wall and quit the race. You've lost it. That's for damn sure. I heard about New Hampshire. I guess nobody would vote for that face. GOP dropout. No more election day for you. GOP dropout. Looks like there's nothing left to do. All that hating on Planned Parenthood. Your plans were finally thwarted. How ironic, don't you think? It's like your campaign got aborted. Get it? Because... Anyway, GOP dropout. Your ass got knackered in this fight. GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Yes, Hewlett Packard got it right.
Bloop.
Well, at least you're in good company. You guys are off the hook. Wipe off that sad face. Oh, that's just the way you look.
No, you look good. I love that gun with that purse.
Ah, gee, Carly. Sure, I'm gonna miss it, kid. Sure, Hillary's swell too, I guess, but all that pandering to women.
I'm a woman, I'm a woman.
You never once claimed to be a woman, Carly. And I believe ya. I sure do wish we had more time together, though. Hey, don't be a stranger, okay? Maybe someday we could, I don't know, share a Coke and go see a movie. Maybe even that one about fetal organ harvesting you like so much. I know you probably don't like homosexuals, but hey, I promise not to push my gay agenda on you if you promise to, you know, stop talking about dead babies. Carly, you blew it.
You blew it.
Throw all those power suits away. Girl, you'll get through it.
Nah, you probably won't.
Yeah, I think you're fucked. I mean, what's a caucus anyway? Who even does that?
Well, you know we're gonna miss ya when they ship ya back to Texas. Cause you talk just like a robot.
And your last name sounds like breakfast.
Mm.
GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Girl, just ignore them when they boo. GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
At least Rick Santorum did worse than you. Hitch a ride with Chris, you lost to this. It's time for you to fly. Get off my TV now, you're over. So, girl, bye.
And now here's Randy's goodbye to Ted Cruz.
But with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign.
You finally met your fate. You lost the Hoosier state. Poor Heidi got an elbow in the head. It must have been frustrating when Boehner called you Satan. Your slogan should have been eliminated.
GOP dropout.
Looks like you're not the nominee.
GOP dropout.
You ate your boogers on TV. Well, you fought for all those delegates, but looks like Donald got them. So I guess if Donald Trump's the top, then that makes you the bottom. I always figured.
GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Maybe I'll miss your double speak.
GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Your Christian values were on fleek.
Yeah.
But you messed with the New Yorkers, so I guess you're out of luck. As the New Yorkers say, you, you fucking go Mets or whatever. Ah, gee, Teddy, do you really have to go so soon? I'm just kidding, get the fuck out. I'm sure I'm gonna miss the way you used to awkwardly contort your face to make it appear as though you were expressing human emotions. Sure, you lost to an orange reality TV star with virtually no qualifications and Hitler-like tendencies, but hey, no one can say you didn't try. Like that time you teamed up with John Kasich. The two of you were a regular Hollywood power couple. You know, like Kate Winslet and Leo DiCaprio in Titanic. Or that time you picked vaginas out of a hat and decided to make Carly Fiorina your vice president? Everyone knows she's just a singer. Anyway, don't be a stranger, okay, Teddy? And hey, if it's any consolation, every time I used the hashtag I'm with her, I was talking about you.
GOP dropout. Us, they say in Cuba. Adios.
GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Even your daughters think you're gross.
La, la, la.
Well, you thought you could be president, but looks like that's a no, bitch. Cause you talk too much and look just like that girl on Maury Povich. Pretty.
Baby, be cautious.
Be cautious.
Cause your career is going south. You made me nauseous.
So nauseous.
You know, like when you get diarrhea in your mouth?
Ew.
Now go back to bed. No lying, Ted. It's time for you to fly.
I'm gonna tell you what I told Felicia.
Bye.
Said I'm a perfect person, nor pretended to be someone that I'm not. I said it, I was wrong, and I apologize.
Hey, Donald, it's me, your conscience. I heard you got yourself into a little bit of trouble, Orange Buddy. Don't let it get you down. This'll all blow over soon. In the meantime, allow me to give you some helpful advice for when things go wrong. Don't worry, I won't bore you with one of my songs. Just kidding.
When you're in hot water and they've got you by the balls, grab them by the put. Grab them by the put. When you've shamed your daughter and your wife won't take your calls, grab them by the put. Grab them by the put.
It's a little trick my grandmother taught me.
When they come after you and you're feeling low, or your campaign is through, just blame Hillary Clinton. Life can be a challenge and it isn't always fair.
Grab it by the p***y, you know, proverbially.
Grab it by the p***y.
Sorry, that means don't literally do that.
Then drop out of the race and cut your hair.
Just a light suggestion. Network executives threatening to fire you from the Today Show and put you on Dancing with the Stars? Grab them by the I can't whistle.
Grab them by the
Some of your biggest supporters threatening not to vote for you just because of horrible, disgusting, rapey comments you made 11 years ago when you were an innocent, tiny little 59-year-old baby?
Grab them by the
That is so not fair. I would definitely sue.
And if this is the end,
if
hold your head up high and drop out. But if you need a friend, don't call Robert De Niro. When your trusty sidekick can't defend the shit you say, have a little tic-tac.
I got orange, your favorite color.
Grab him by the pee.
Go on, get in there. You know he wants it.
Then drop out of the race and go away.
You
use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her.
Can we pull over? I'm going to throw up.
Hey, when you're a star, they'll let you do it.
Girl, you need another Tic Tac.